You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica.
And the Soul Health and Wellness Club with Nurse Blue.
Hello, welcome. Everybody.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for your presence all over the world. Today is a good day. And if you're starting your day today, I just want you to know that today is a good day. Mm-hmm. Expect something good to happen today. And to ground us before we get started on our talk today, I want to just breathe. I want to just do the deep breathing with you, because when we breathe, it is a reminder that we are alive and that we have the life source, life love, life energy within us, inside of us, breathing and expressing through us. And so if you can, no matter where you are, hopefully you can, if you're in a safe space, close your eyes and just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Just breathing in as much air as you can take in, feeling your diaphragm, feeling your chest, your lungs, kind of a rising of your chest. Hold it and breathe out. Just allowing anything that doesn't serve you in a healthy way to be released through your breath. Again, breathe in. Just tighten the pelvic muscles, the stomach muscles. Yes, allow that air to come up. Feel come up and out through your mouth. As you release, just imagine releasing anything that is just toxic, anything that's weighing you down, anything that's causing you worry or stress. Just breathe it out. And I was looking at a video from Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he was talking about, you know, igniting that pineal gland. Mm. And one of the ways to do it is when you breathe, to tighten the pelvic muscles,
the vagus nerve.
Yes. Tighten all of that as you kind of carry that breath up through the throat all the way up to the crown, and just really hold there. And again, breathing is just so essential to every organ of our body, essential to our brain functioning, essential to our regulating our body's homeostasis, the endocannabinoid system, the autonomic nervous system. Breathing is just essential. And so I just love to breathe when we start our talk, because it just reminds us just how essential we are to the planet. Yes. You know, today we're going to talk about unconditional love. And before we get started, I just want everyone to know that Nurse Blue and I have partnered to create the Soul Health and Wellness Club. And what it is a virtual platform that when you join us, it's on the Mighty Networks app. And when you join us, it is a club and a platform of information, a platform of musicology, because Nurse Blue is a musicologist, a platform of health and wellness tips and strategies, a platform of natural modalities that are healing, a platform of meditation, a platform of the power of the chakras and really aligning yourself, releasing all of those toxins and in mindsets and relationships and patterns that don't serve you in a healthy way. And so we want to welcome you. We are offering a 7-day free trial membership to come into the Soul Health and Wellness Club to, you know, go around, look around, learn, live, laugh, love, and also partake in our signature soul massage that happens every Saturday. Eastern time is 10 o'clock. Central time is 9 o'clock. Pacific time is, that would be 7, right? 7 o'clock.
They're going to have to figure it out beyond that because I don't right? know.
But we really want to, we want you to join us. We offer classes and there's just so much wealth of information and just experience there. And so we want to offer you to join our club. And, you know, again, our goal, our mission with the Soul Health and Wellness Club and the platform is to really eliminate the number one enemy of chronic stress that causes chronic disease and disease that is reversible. And so again, check it out, link up with us. If you want coaching from either one of us, you can go to my website at healthyminds.expert. You can also access the Soul Health and Wellness Club through my website. You can also listen to the podcast from that website, healthyminds.expert. You can get my book, Mindset Hacks, on that website, healthyminds.expert, and also connect with Nurse Blue because she also does coaching. Yes. What's your website, Nurse Blue?
Well, first of all, let me just tell them I'm Nurse Blue. Blue stands for Build, Love, Unite, and Empower People about Soul Health. So I am a registered nurse. And as Dr. Montgomery mentioned, I am a health and wellness coach and a musicologist. So if you want to learn more about everything that I'm doing or get in contact with me, you want to go to soulhealthcommunity.com, soulhealthcommunity.com. And of course, I'm also the executive program director for the Soul Health and Wellness Club. So what I do in my role there, it's just to help you have a beautiful, welcoming experience in our community because we are community first. We offer all of what Dr. Montgomery has shared in terms of natural modalities, resources, curated materials to help you defeat chronic stress. But we are a family, the one that you would love and loves you back. And if you're looking for more peace, more joy, more love. If you're looking for a path to become the best version of yourself, we just ask you to come and check us out because Soul Health is where it is, and that's where we're here for you. So, you know, it's absolutely exciting to be on the planet right now doing Soul Health and Wellness work, Dr. Montgomery, because you know, as I was going down my end of my personal soul health journey, as well as my professional soul health journey, I think that I was being prepared for the moment that we're living in right now, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, for anyone who aligns with the work we're doing, you're on a frequency or you're on the high vibe, you're on a vibrational frequency where you want to go up, you want to elevate. And so if this information has come into your orbit, if you are attracted to this content, you're one of the people who said, you know what, I want more. And your soul is how you get there. I oftentimes look at disease as sometimes a portal to our greatness, because a lot of times when we are diagnosed with diseases, we don't realize how they came into our lives. Yes, a lot of that could be attributed to your family history. That's why doctors ask you when you go to the doctor's office or you go to the hospital, they want to know about your family history because they know it's a 33% chance that if whatever's happening in your family in terms of or has happened in your family in terms of heart disease, diabetes, cancers, or any kind of those diseases, if it's in your bloodline, at least 33, you have at least a 33% chance or more that it could happen in your life if you don't modify your lifestyle, if you don't know any better, right? But largely, it has to do with the information that we are not aware of that exists. or our ignorance in terms of being taught misinformation that we have to learn how to release right now. Right. So we're offering people an opportunity to get to know how extraordinary you are, get to know that you have a human body, but you're not a human body. And if you want to start living your best life, which is the only way you can do so, is if you master defeating chronic stress, not managing it, not coping with it, not learning how to have a relationship with it, but saying, no, you can't have me no more because you're lethal. Mm-hmm. You know, you're lethal to my life, my path, you know, my family, my destiny. You know what I mean? You're lethal.
Yeah. And it brings us back to what we want to talk on today is unconditional love, because the whole process, right? The whole journey, everyone's human journey. When people say, what is my purpose, right? Everyone is talking about, you know, why am I here? Is there more to life, or is it just the mundane, you know, daily routines, paying the bills, going to work, raising family, you know, is this it? And, you know, everyone, I always say, everyone's purpose is to share unconditional love, is to not only create it for yourself, which is really the first step, but once you've learned how to pour that unconditional love into yourself, then how do you share it with others? And everyone has certain talents and gifts, and just who you are, your light, that light source within you that shines, is your connection to the divine, is your resource for the love and the sharing of the unconditional love, and only the way that you can do it. And so we wanted to talk about unconditional love today because there's so much suffering going on. Like Nurse Blue said, we were chosen. Every human that is alive right now on the planet Earth was chosen with intention, on purpose, for a time such as this.
Yes.
And our jobs, right, our calling is to bring that unconditional love on the Earth. Right now, right? With humanity, everyone needs to get on the same page, and that page is unconditional love. So let's talk about, what does unconditional love look like to you?
Ooh, great question. You know, it's what it feels like to me, more so. And it's my experience of how I am moving through life, where I am learning what unconditional love is all about. When I was growing up, unconditional love looks different than what it looks like right now, because I've grown in my own capacity and my own understanding of who God is inside of me and beyond, right? And only your exploration, or only my exploration and going outside of the boxes, led me on that path. So what unconditional love is for me right now, oh my God, it's the kind of experience where I appreciate everything in my surroundings and I can be present with it. Where I can look at children or moms or dads and strangers and see the best in them and extend that energy to them in a way where it lifts them up to want to become their best, because that's what unconditional love does. It liberates you inside. I see the best in you. I see the best in you. You didn't have to earn your best. You didn't have to put on a show to get your best. I see you. And so that's what it is for me right now. And it's also something that cannot be purchased. Although you can, an outcome, like if a person wants to demonstrate generosity or kindness or love toward you and they want to gift you something, but the intention, but you can give somebody, you can give a gift depending on what your intention is. That gift can be used to love somebody, or that gift can be used to trap somebody. Same gift. right? Somebody can give a woman a beautiful fur coat, for instance. That used to be a big gift back in the day, right? If a woman got a beautiful fur coat, was that coat that where did that coat come from? That was that a man who loved her or who adored her or a person who loved her and adored her? Or was it designed to make her feel that way and then she signed up for something different, you know? And so,
Is it conditional?
is it conditional? Is it conditional? Was it just because, or is it that you have an agenda behind it? But what I'm loving more and more about unconditional love is being able to connect with the source of all of what is. And the deeper you go into that, and you learn how to receive that energy, and you realize how powerful that energy is in bringing wholeness back to your life conditions, whatever it is. You know, whether it's your health, that's where healing takes place. That unconditional love, that perfect love casts out all fear. So now it's my daughter, it's a kiss, it's a beautiful sunset, it's birds, it's a lot of stuff. It's abundance. That's what it is for me right now.
And sometimes people who have never experienced unconditional love in on this physical plane, from human to human,
Oof.
often have to look at what unconditional love is not. Because if you've never really experienced it, or maybe you don't know if you've ever experienced unconditional love, then let's maybe talk about what it's not. Because one of the things that I feel like people get stuck in is this idea of perfection and the enemy of judgment, right?
Yes.
We have this idea that if we're perfect, then we'll be accepted and loved unconditionally. If we follow the rules, we'll be loved and accepted unconditionally.
Such
If
a
we,
lie.
right, if we do what we were told gets us love, or gets us notoriety, or gets us success, or gets us acceptance, or gets us, wealth.
Right.
All of these things are simply conditions that if we attain them, achieve them, then we will
Yes.
be loved.
Yeah.
Then we will be accepted. And so anything that starts with if I do this, become this, have this, then
Yes.
I will be loved. Then I will be accepted.
Yes.
Then I will be, whatever. And so I just want people to know that is not what unconditional love is about. And I, in my therapy, I have people who, are looking for relationships. A lot of people that I'm working with right now are looking and longing for relationships, and they're almost afraid to mess up. They're afraid to say the wrong thing, to do the
Right.
wrong thing, to not look perfect or not always be put together. And the one message that I always send people when this comes up is the person who loves you and is meant for you will love you unconditionally. That means it don't matter if you got a booger hanging out of your nose. It don't matter if you got a little extra inch of fat hanging over your belt. It
Right.
doesn't matter if you're looking like a bum or you haven't showered. It doesn't matter if you say the wrong word or you mess up or you burn the food or whatever. The person who loves you just loves you. In your essence, it's not about what you have, what you do, none of that,
But it's hard for people to understand that now more so than ever because we're being bombarded with narcissism everywhere. Look at me, look at me. I am perfect. Look at, and people are living fake lives to be validated and following fake people. Like reality TV is not reality. It's just not
It's
real.
not,
It's not,
no.
yet they call it reality. And the reality, the re true reality of it is that you create your reality.
Yes, you
You create,
do.
you cre we create our own realities. And, I think that the chaos that we see all around us right now is really a mirror. Like, the world is a reflection of me. That was such a hard program that I had to break. I mean, that was I went through some really incredible training on the lot on the soul path journey. And one of these exercises that we had to confront is the world is a reflection of me, and I did not want to see it. And it was not until I began to start embracing that truth and seeing it for what it was that I realized I was shedding more and more identities. I was shedding more and more judgment. I was taking more and more responsibility for my role in this because we all play a role. There's 27 wars that is taking place on planet Earth right now. And either we're going to extinguish these wars or they're going to multiply. That's where we are right now. And the only reason why these wars exist is because there's wars inside of us that we're not willing to deal with or don't know how to deal with or never been taught to deal with. Because truly, we're not good at unconditional love.
Well, the thing about that is that, in my spiritual journey, I have resonated with the idea that there is a loving God, the energy, the life force of all love, of all
Yes.
goodness, of all abundance. And that love energy is what breathes me, what gives me life. And this life source, if everyone could just really buy into this idea that there is a life source that breathes us, that loves us unconditionally and infinitely, there is absolutely nothing that we can do to take away this love. I mean, think about that. Think about that for a minute. That the life source that breathes you, that created you, that created this entire universe, loves you infinitely and unconditionally. That means there is absolutely nothing you can do, nothing you can think, nothing you can say, nothing you can feel, nothing you can act on. There is no judgment whatsoever. It doesn't exist. In the true essence of who we are, there is no judgment. We are loved infinitely and unconditionally. And if we just sit with that truth,
Yes.
we will be more forgiving of ourselves. We will be less judging of ourselves because, like you said, we're a reflection, right? The universe and what we experience in our world is a reflection of our internal.
Yes.
So if we've got judgment externally,
Right.
if we got conflict externally
Yes.
and false narratives externally called reality TV and social media, then what do we need to do internally? Right? We need to stop the judgment, the self-judgment. We need to stop the false narratives. We need to stop creating the judgment, creating the conflict, creating the lies, perpetuating these lies inside of
Absolutely.
us.
Absolutely. But here's where it becomes difficult along the path is that when we don't realize that we are creating those lies. Because on top of it, every one of us is a seed that has been put in some soil somewhere. And that soil is an environment. And that environment is your family and in your household. And if you were a seed that was implanted into a household that is totally sleep to all of this and totally programmed, that first of all, you are programmed that you are a human being. This spiritual stuff does some in some of these households, it never comes up. And if it does come up, it's really moving you into a religious kind of, you know, another system around how to that spirit is managed, right? And there's rules, there's, you know, behavior patterns, there's all kinds of things that's forming identities around being disconnected from that which you're talking about. So when about time when people get to a point where they're like, something's wrong here. You know what I mean? Like, because the soul starts waking up, something starts waking up inside of you. Like, you know, you start saying, I can't believe this lie no more, because your soul stops rejecting and starts becoming resistant. Now, as you are waking up, the environment around you is challenging you. And what I mean by that is you may have some friends and some family members that might be a little bit disturbed by the fact that you start asking deeper questions around, you know, the things you used to believe in. But really, your soul is just waking up, wanting to bring you back to what true unconditional love is. And if you have been in an environment filled with scarcity and fear and shame and guilt, you can't be new and old at the same time.
Yeah.
So
you got to make a choice.
You got to make a choice. Yeah, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, and that's why right now is so important. This time and space and place on earth is so important, because we are awakening to higher consciousness.
Yes.
With all the access to the information and the internet and the resources, people are waking up to
yes.
their true identity, to their true power. Like you said, we create our own realities. Whereas before, no one believed that. People were like, this is your personality. This is the life you were given.
Absolutely. This is your bloodline. These are the rules that you must abide by.
Right.
And if you were, you know, if you come from a bloodline like us, where you have, you come from a lineage of people that have been taught and the idea that you're unworthy, or, you know, oppression, or have been bounded by the idea that you're not even a human being.
Yeah.
You're breaking through. And so here's what's happening. And here's what's something we can get extremely excited about.
And we've got about less than 3 minutes.
Okay. We can get really excited about the fact that we're learning that soul health is where the solution is, and that there are beautiful modalities that connect you to that unconditional loving, that unconditional love force that frees you beyond these limits. And that's what we're here to do. And that's what we're talking about. And that's what we're inviting people to become and be a part of through your mastermind coaching, how to connect to that through musicology, through other modalities. And so that's where it's exciting. And if unconditional love is something that you are deprived of right now, or you want to connect to, or you've never been introduced to, you can do it through the Soul Health and Wellness Club. So
absolutely, absolutely. And I want to leave you with this. If you are ready to take that step forward towards unconditional love of yourself, we know that the mind learns through repetition. Repetition builds retention. We also know that through our words that carry their own vibration, we can elevate our frequency and our consciousness. And so I want to challenge you to just repeat over and over and over to yourself at least 7 minutes a day the words, I love and accept myself unconditionally. I love myself unconditionally. I accept myself unconditionally. I forgive myself unconditionally. I love myself unconditionally. I accept myself unconditionally. I forgive myself unconditionally. And just keep going over and over. But let it be known to the world. Let it be known to yourself. Let it be known to your subconscious that you love yourself and accept yourself and forgive yourself unconditionally. If you do this 7 minutes a day, every day for, let's say, a week or a month or every single day, I promise you will experience a shift, and you will open, your heart will open to so much more love. And so that's my challenge to you. I love you. We love you.
Yes.
Peace, please come. We welcome you to join our Soul Health and Wellness Club. And everyone, we love you. Be blessed.
SoulHealthCommunity.com, everybody. SoulHealthCommunity.com.
Absolutely. Mwah. Love you.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit HempHappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.